From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Almost 24 hours after an 8.9 magnitude quake, Japanese response officials are worried about a large population of citizens who have lost power. Ken Joseph with Japan Emergency Team says cold temperatures and snow north of Tokyo are compounding an already tough situation.
The latest report we have is about 7 million people have lost all power. So we're really worried about people, especially it's an area that has a lot of older people as well. So with no heat, you know, during this really, really cold time of the year, that's what is really concerning.
In the wake of Japan's most powerful earthquake in more than a century, five nuclear reactor units are in a state of emergency. The problem at the latest nuclear power plant in crisis is a cooling system failure. Meanwhile, Japan's Nuclear Safety Agency is set to order the release of slightly radioactive vapor at another plant to protect the reactor from damage. Authorities do not expect to find a man swept out to sea in Northern California as he was taking pictures of an incoming tsunami wave in Crescent City. In Southern Oregon, four people watching the tsunami were pulled into the ocean, but they were rescued. As Nick Fountain from member station KUSP in Santa Cruz reports, California Governor Jerry Brown has issued a state of emergency proclamation for four counties in California.
The emergency declaration is for the counties of Humboldt, San Mateo, Santa Cruz, and Del Norte. Crescent City in Del Norte is one of the hardest hit locations. Their harbor is almost completely destroyed, and there is at least one report of an individual swept out to sea. Waves started crashing against the West Coast early Friday morning, and swells continue to cause some property damage. In a written statement, Governor Brown says the water surge is causing conditions of extreme peril to both infrastructure and residents. The National Weather Service has downgraded the tsunami warning to an advisory, but cautioned that strong surges continue in Crescent City. For NPR News, I'm Nick Fountain in Santa Cruz.
Major League Football, facing an uncertain future as NFL owners and players remain stuck on the question of how to divide $9 billion a year. Jeff Pasch, the NFL's lead negotiator, told reporters he wouldn't blame fans for being miffed.
The absence of an agreement is a shared failure. And I think they should be disappointed. I think they should be unhappy. And I understand that.
Negotiations broke off hours before a contract between the NFL and players expired. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 59 points to 12,044. The Nasdaq gained 14 points. Japan's earthquake and tsunami hit commodities prices early, but investors threw off their fears and reassessed damage. This is NPR News. At a news conference today, President Obama called for a greater national commitment to energy efficiency.
So we've got to get moving on a comprehensive energy strategy that pursues both more energy production and more energy conservation.
The president says the administration hasn't ruled out tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. A federal appeals court has ordered a new trial for an Alaska lawmaker convicted of corruption charges. The court says prosecutors failed to turn over favorable evidence. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the case is part of the fallout from a Justice Department scandal.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit says former Alaska House member Victor Koering deserves a new trial. Koering was convicted on three corruption charges, but he got out of prison pending an appeal. He argued that prosecutors didn't turn over information about a key witness, Bill Allen, an Alaska businessman who also testified against the late Senator Ted Stevens. The appeals court agreed. The judges said memory trouble and allegations of sexual misconduct by Allen could have influenced the jury if they had known about it. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
You might recall the case earlier this week of a Redondo Beach, California marina suddenly awash in thousands of dead sardines that die off the result of the fish suddenly getting stuck there. Today, those dead sardines wound up clogging two lanes of a California freeway that were being hauled to a composting center. A State Highway Patrol dispatcher says they somehow fell off the truck that was carrying them to the center. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington. Support.